This week, the nation faced the worst week since the start of the coronavirus pandemic last winter. Here in New Jersey, the trend lines are also up significantly, but not to the catastrophic levels we saw in the first wave. For our essential workforce, the risks of contracting the deadly virus remain a constant source of anxiety. With us now is WBGO's Bob Henley, who, as a reporter with the Chief Leader, has been covering the challenges essential workers have faced during the pandemic. As always, thanks for joining us, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
So we are 10 months into this once-in-a-century public health crisis. Before we get into some of the latest efforts to keep our first responders, healthcare personnel, and essential workers safe, can you give us a sense of the toll the pandemic has taken on this workforce so far?
This is really one of the big challenges, is getting a sense of the scale of what's happening. We know, thanks to the Guardian newspaper and Kaiser Health News, that at least 1,300 healthcare professionals in the United States have perished as a consequence of their occupational exposure while treating patients with COVID. We then have to go around and hunt and peck around the country. We know, for instance, in New York City, we've lost 300 municipal civil servants. We know that in New Jersey, dozens have perished. We know the CWA in New Jersey has lost dozens, particularly among workers that interface with the public. And this is really one of the important things in terms of contact tracing, is getting a handle on the impact of essential workers so that we can right-size the programs to help treat them. Because that's one of the things we're realizing is the lingering consequences here, with as many as 1 in 5 individuals who deal with COVID having some long-term complications.
Mm. This week, you reported on new measures being taken in New Jersey designed to help protect essential workers from contracting the virus that are believed to be the most robust in the nation. Can you give us some details on that?
Well, this was actually something done that New Jersey could be proud of. Governor Murphy sat down with SEIU, Service Employees International Union, members of CWA, immigrant worker groups like Make the Road New Jersey, who all shared with him the challenges essential workers are having. And they helped design an executive order, which was signed by the governor on November 5th, which extends to both public sector and private sector workers basic protections in terms of their workplace, and puts the responsibility on employers, both public and private, basic things they have to do. They have to provide masks as the workers require. They have to make sure that high-touch areas are clean. And so one of the most important things here is that the Department of Labor has set up a hotline for individual employees who find themselves in a circumstance where they feel their employer manager is not doing the right thing in terms of COVID. They can call 609-292-0767. That again is 609-292-0767. It all boils down to creating this unique circumstance that I know of. I don't know of anything like it, where private sector and public sector workers have some recourse if they're working out in the environment, whether it be in a warehouse or in a retail establishment. If they feel their employer or manager is not following the law or the guidance that's been offered by Governor Murphy and the Department of Health and Department of Labor, they have recourse and they can lodge a complaint anonymously. And most importantly, their employer can't take retribution on them for doing it. So that represents a real breakthrough. And I might say is something that is necessary because the advocates, labor unions, and even elected officials have pointed out they have to do this at the state level because the OSHA, which is the federal organization responsible for this, has not gotten their act together and has been missing in action, which requires the state step up in a big way. And luckily for us, there's the interest in New Jersey in doing it.
The big word all this week was vaccines, and both Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy have announced that they are preparing to distribute a limited number of doses of the vaccines that have received emergency approvals from the FDA later this month. What will it mean, though, for the essential workers?
Well, it's going to mean initially, I would imagine that a very small fraction will have this opportunity. Right now, the CDC this past week was meeting on the subcommittee that sets out the criteria. And it looks like what we're going to see is people living in congregant facilities who are most at risk, and the people that interface with them as healthcare professionals will be first in line. We do know from my reporting that in New York City, the FDNY has communicated to all members of service, both firefighters and EMTs, that by sometime by the end of this month, a certain undetermined number will have the opportunity to take the vaccine. What we do know is that particularly the Pfizer requires a phase-in where it has to be done over two sessions. And there is some initial discussion about potential side effects. And so what this is going to mean, though, is that we're not going to really see a rollout on the scale that's going to create, bending the curve on this for many months, which means that we're going to have to keep these protocols in place that so many people, are tired of when it comes to being mindful of remaining, masking in public, and then also frequently washing our hands and adhering to all those protocols that we've come to rely on.
Bob Hennelly, stay safe, and thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
You too, Doug.